Sister Banks is singing in a choir, and she's 80-some years old, still praising the Lord. 87, still praising the Lord. Thank you, Michelle. Amen. I love coming here because you have a rich history, and I'm a sort of a history buff. We live out there in Fourth Ward, formerly Freedmantown, the oldest black neighborhood in Houston. And so whenever I can connect, I love it. Brother McCarty, I love to come here because of their rich history, because of their wonderful pastor. I almost got emotional in the pulpit and back there in the chair because I thought about every time I came, Deacon Jones, I looked over there and saw Sister Pickens, and, right, and Reverend Pickens would be up here. So I thought about that, and I said, Lord, you know best. I want to talk about our faith, because as my sister reviewed the history of Pilgrim Branch, I thought about all of the people that came before them and that toiled and worked and before them. So I have a text here that's found in the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 20th verse through the 22nd verse. Mark, the 11th chapter, Jesus speaks to Peter and his disciples. It says, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. And Peter calling to remember, saying unto him, Master, behold, a fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Listen at what Jesus said. And Jesus answering him, said unto him, have faith in God. You may be seated. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. My Lord. Our faith, the faith we own and share. Faith. Jesus said, have faith in God. Faith is what we believe in. I define faith, unquestionable belief. It means complete trust. Complete confidence in. Have faith in God. That's the message. Think about, as she was reviewing the history, think about what we believe. Think about it. Our faith that we own and share. All of us, all of mankind, belong to a community of believers. Faith is what you believe. There was a book when I was coming along in seminary. It was called Man the Believer. That's what he is. No matter where he is, no matter where he lives, no matter where he goes, we are compelled to believe. They're going to believe in something. And so a lot of stuff out there. But Jesus says, have faith in God. Good God Almighty. As long as there's life, faith is binding, legally and morally. It says that we are assumers. All of us live by what we take for granted. Putting this little message together Brother Jones, Deacon McCarty, I said, I thought about Mary. I said, Mary, we've almost been married 15 years now. And I said, Mary, she's a good wife. But when you put in test tube fashion, scientific fashion, I looked at that to prove my point. If you put it in a test tube, I don't really know if she loves me. Yeah. I know you say, oh, Reverend, what you talking about? You got to go home, Reverend. Yeah. I don't know. But I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. She tells me all the time, and I believe it. I presuppose, I take for granted that Mary loves me. Hey, glory. Good God Almighty. And to be honest about it, you do too. You can't prove love in a test tube fashion, but you see it on the face of a person and you see it in what they say and do. Yes, she loves me. Good God Almighty. Jesus was unlike some of the greats in his time, the prophets and the teachers, that he rejected fleshly and monetary resources. Jesus recommended to mankind the faithfulness of faith. Yes, he had us to see that really what counts the most in life, and these ladies can attest to it, what counts, Deacon Jones, the most in life is what we believe. Our faith, what we live by. And I reveal in that history, those great men and women of Pilgrim Branch, they believed and they received. And we are sitting here and standing here now on their backbones, what they believed. Faith, your belief bosses your destiny. It sets the direction of your course in life. Jesus says all things are possible to them that believe. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth, good God Almighty, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Good God Almighty. There are two truths throughout the whole Bible, and it changed, never changed with each dispensation. The first truth is prayer. Men and women have always prayed. In each time period in life, men, Hannah prayed. Men and women have prayed. This has delighted the heart of God. Prayer. Give rest to the weary. And you know, I know they could tell us, Deacon Jones. I know they could say, prayer, Reverend, changes things. Yeah, right. Sister Banks, I know you can tell us, prayer changes things. Because right. It changed things in me. Amen. That's the first thing. The second thing is faith. Every dispensation, the principles and practice of faith is seen in every generation throughout the Bible. God loves to see his people have faith. Good God Almighty. God loves faith wherever and whenever and wherever he sees it. And when God sees a sinner's faith, a sinner is saved by his faith. Good God Almighty. When he sees the faith of a saint, he blesses the saints. Longevity, a long life, 90 years old and above. Faith. Good God Almighty. I ride on the back of all of those that come before me. And I thank God for our history. I thank God for history. His story included everybody. Just include one generation, one race. It includes everybody. We have a history. In Pilgrim Branch, you can tell your history. Good God Almighty. Yes, you can tell your history. Good God Almighty. Faith, faith, faith. In every generation, we have seen faith. Well, there's two or three things here. My mother used to say, son, and she'd tell me, Trini and Nene, it was eight of us, and she'd say, son, after she'd get on her knees, and especially my grandmother, and pray with us, our Father prayer, she'd say, prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. Hey, glory, good God Almighty, yeah. Prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. The first thing we see in this little lesson is faith is needed to produce powerful actions. And it produced pardons because we are saved by faith. Ephesians 2:8 says, by faith are you saved. By faith are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. God gives you the faith, not of works. We can't do anything about it, lest any man should boast. The subject that we are considering today is faith. Have faith in God. It's trusting him completely. Trusting God, having faith in him. We are his children. Isn't that right? John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons and daughters of God, even to them that believe on his name. We are God's children, and we have faith in him. We believe in him. That's the first thing. Faith saving. You can't get to heaven without faith. Good God Almighty. Number two is faith is needed to please God. The Bible said without faith it is impossible. Impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. We must believe in him that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Good God Almighty. That's why we have to get out and witness. That's why the men and women of this church, they were witnesses. They got out and witnessed, and people came, and Pilgrim Branch grew and grew and grew because they believed God. Let me call a roll here. Our examples. Why did Noah please God? Because he had faith in God. Never rain. Noah, it's going to rain. Build me an ark of gopher wood. And I want you to pitch it in and out, Noah. Never rain. 120 years he preached. Good God Almighty. He pleased God. He trusted God. And I have a son, a grandson named Enoch. We named him because Enoch pleased God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. And he was not because God took him. Good God Almighty. And the Bible says Enoch had this testimony that he pleased God. Good God Almighty. Enoch pleased God and God took him. Two people has never died in the Bible. That's Enoch and Elisha that went up in a whirlwind. That's right. That's right. Abraham pleased God because he trusted God and he believed in God. He had faith in God, giving up his son. But God says there's a ram in the bush. Don't kill him. Stay your hand. I got a ram in the bush. Daniel pleased God. He laid down with the lions and got up the next day. Good God Almighty. David pleased God. He became the second king of Israel. And his name is still revered. Those people pleased God. And I got to believe that all the history of Pilgrim Branch, those people pleased God. And what's so good about the history, Deke, was they bought land. They went out on faith and they bought land. They bought it in the bottoms. It flooded. They said, that's all right. God, we're going to buy some land on the top. And they bought some more land. And Pilgrim Branch stands today because those men and women please God. Number one, faith. You can't be saved without faith. Number two, without faith, you can't please God. Number three, faith is needed praying to God. James says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. He giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given to them, but let them ask in faith. Jesus said, if when you pray and believe, all things are possible. Get up off your knees and believe God will do it. We got living witnesses over here and back there and all around us. Yes, they prayed in faith and God delivered them. Prayer exercises our faith. It lets God know we love him and we believe in, we trust him. Real prayer reveals that to us that, God, we recognize that you can meet all of our needs. Yes, good God Almighty. Faith, all things are possible. Unlimited resources. Faith. Thank you, God, for the faith of Pilgrim Branch. Thank you. Finally, faith is needed if you're going to proceed in the Christian life. Not only building a church and a Christian community, but just in everyday life. You need faith. I'm looking at Jesus in our text here. He went, first time he was on his way to the temple. He went to the temple. He was hungry, and the fig tree was setting up there. And I grew up in Natchitoches, Louisiana. They're not too far from me in Alexandria. I grew up in Natchitoches, and we had figs. And I would go and pick them big plump figs and just eat them. And when I get through, I'd be scratching all over myself. That's right. He passed by a fig tree, and it was green. And he looked, and he didn't see any figs. So he says, nothing will grow on this tree. He cursed that tree. And on his way back from whipping him out of the temple, Peter noticed, the Lord, the tree is dried up from the root. Jesus says, yes, have faith in God. And another text says, if you say to that mountain, be thou removed, you can move mountains. With just a little faith. Little faith will bring our souls to heaven, but great faith will bring heaven to our souls. Good God Almighty. Two reactions that we are to take in concerning faith. We are to advance in faith, Acts 14:22. We are to adhere to faith. 1 Timothy 1:4-1. Faith will get you home. You don't have to worry. And that's what this little sermon is about. Don't worry. Trust God. Faith will get you there. Jesus is our example. He believed the Father. He walked up Golgotha's hill. He believed the Father. He gave the nails to his hands because he believed the Father. He gave his feet to the rivet because he believed in the Father. And he died on Calvary. Hey, glory. He died on Calvary. But thank God he didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in his hands, saving power. Raising power, healing power, securing power, all power. Hey, 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 Have faith in God.
Have faith. Thank you, Lord, for history. Thank you, Lord, for history.
The doors of the church are now open. There might be one candidate for baptism. You can come by letter or even restoration of faith. Come now while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Have faith in God. Even in times like these, we can still trust in Him. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. God is still sitting at the throne. I heard Jesus tell Peter the other day, he said, listen, Peter, Satan desires to sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you. It's good news to know Jesus is praying for you and I. We can still make it. But David said, when I was young, now I'm old. I never seen his righteous forsaken nor his seed begging. God is still making intercession. God is still paving the way, making the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. We can still have faith in spite of all going on around. Is there one you can come right now? Trust in God. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one?
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."